Good evening. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. There's a deal of news around the world, but we start in Manhattan because Zuccotti Park, a small piece of real estate in lower Manhattan near Wall Street, is now the center of a great deal of storytelling. There is a map. There are plans for a long-term encampment. There looks to be peace with the mayor, with the police, with the private management company. The encampment is invited to stay as long as things don't get out of hand and are kept orderly. We're joined now by the nocturnalist columnist for the New York Times, a reporter for the Times, and reporting also on the City Room, Sarah Maslin-Neer, who is not only a reporter during the day, but in this instance, she reported all night from Zuccotti Park for the Times. Sarah, a very good evening to you. You spent the night, the October 16th to 17th, the morning of the 17th, in Zuccotti Park. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
Wonderful. And as a New York Times reporter, did you get special treatment? You know, the way we're told when you arrive at a restaurant and they figure out you're the Times reviewer, you get put into a special table and attention. Did you get that?
I only wish, because I spent a good portion of the evening wandering around the encampment looking for a safe, clean spot to lay out my sleeping bag. And while I did get many, many offers from people to bunk with them, none were ones that I wanted to take, if you get my drift.
I do.
And I ended up curling up in a little corner with a rambunctious crowd thinking, they're loud, they're sort of frightening, perhaps they'll frighten everyone else away.
Now, I've seen the map of the General Assembly is now put out. It's in Mother Jones, and it's in other places, but you go to Mother Jones. And mm-hmm. the General Assembly, which is the governance body that meets on the east side of the park towards Broadway, they have control of this map, and they've designed Zuccotti Park into utilitarian functions. The map says that the sleeping area is generally in the center. Is that where you were?
You know, I was actually off a little bit to the north. The idea that there's any one body controlling this park is completely false. It's quite anarchic. In fact, in the west corner are anarchists who have staked out a claim to not obeying any of the rules, even the rules that the rest of the park and their fellow occupiers put out. So there are social hierarchies and fragmentation all throughout it. So any map you read is completely in flux.
Are you telling me, Sarah, that humanity reproduces itself no matter how small the sample?
I'm telling you, it's Lord of the Flies out there.
Wonderful. Okay, the anarchists are to the west side. All of you anarchists out there, this is an added attraction to get down to Zuccotti Park. You will be welcomed. And where are the iPhone 4S crowd? Where's that?
Well, that's mostly congregated around the media center. It's actually quite a well-functioning group under an umbrella and at all hours of the day with a generator that you can pop your iPhone in to juice up. Is a team casting out feeds via live stream, via Twitter, via blogging, all over the world. They have a full media hub, and that is, I guess you'd say, towards the north corner of the park.
There is a kitchen area in the map. Is it a functioning kitchen area? Were they cooking last night?
It's highly, highly functional. In fact, I'd say about 200 people got a free dinner last night and breakfast this morning. Last night it was provided by a group called Grub, which, brace yourself, John, is a dumpster diving group. So all that food that everybody chowed down on was resurrected from the dumpsters outside of quite a few supermarkets and restaurants. And people enjoyed it, but there is a working kitchen, so to speak.
I hope you marketing professionals listening to us, and this is Sarah Maslin-Neer of the New York Times, understand the opportunities here for free enterprising advertising. If you deliver things to Zuccotti Park, you will go worldwide within moments, and early is best. Now, this is not Valley Forge, I understand, but the weather's coming on. Is it ready for the winds and the rain and the snow of New York winters?
Oh, my God. That's a good question, because I don't think it is the park that needs to be ready, or even the different types of sleeping bags and tarps. It's the intestinal and emotional fortitude of the occupiers, because there were people last night sleeping flat out on the ground, not a single thing over them. And I think that they'll fare just as well in the snow. And then there were people wrapped in 10 different layers of tarps. So it really depends on your conviction to the cause, whether or not you can handle a little bit of New York City snow.
Well, Sarah, I testify to you that when I was a younger man, I could do that, but no more. I think that this is an age distinction. The young have enough body heat that they can manage such a thing overnight. Also, I look on the map, and that what we have here is something called the Sacred Space. That's on the west side of the park in front of Trinity Place. Did you see any activity at the Sacred Space? That would be near the Anarchist, for example.
Sacred Space. That's pretty interesting. All I saw towards the western corner, once you get past the Badlands of the Anarchist, it was some people hula hooping with phosphorescent hula hoops, I guess you'd call it, in the middle of the night. And then there's a gentleman who runs a booth called Nick at Night, which rolls free cigarettes with loose tobacco for anyone who'll have it. It's his peacekeeping mission to keep people from getting that that nicotine edge when you don't get a cigarette. So I guess that's a little bit sacred, right? Passing around the peace?
No, it is. And notice that Sarah said tobacco, emphasized. She said the word tobacco. The map shows sanitation on the northeast side, a row of toilets. Is that accurate?
I didn't see any toilets. I actually multiple times hoofed it to McDonald's down the street, a little bit north, who are very, very, very accommodating to a bizarre degree of hundreds of protesters a day. But I actually stopped drinking water after 10 p.m. because it's a long, cold walk.
Very, very practical. This is Sarah Maslin-Neer for the New York Times. Who I want the Times newsroom to listen forward. You see what she does for you. She spent the night. Sarah, the only thing that matters to me is there coffee somewhere to find in the morning? Did you find it this morning?
There is coffee, and were there not to be coffee, there would be much more than anarchy down there. Right. There is definitely coffee. There is no sleep to be had down there, so there's a lot of coffee.
So what we have here is the sleep patterns of the very young, and they stay up all night routinely.
The non-sleep patterns, yes.
Right. And as for leadership or as for police authority or as for authority of enforcing rules, is there anything at all in Zuccotti Park, or do the anarchists dominate the whole place?
No, the anarchists are marginalized, I'd say, to a corner. And there is a very kindly, sweet security force from within the park. Their security consists of mostly saying, guys, don't fight, you're ruining the message. And then at the perimeter of the park is a constant patrol of New York City police officers. However, at 5 in the morning last night, when a brawl broke out, the police were a little slow, and there were a couple punches thrown before they stepped in. So it's a mixed bag. You sleep there at your own risk.
You said brawl. I didn't get that detail. A brawl? Do we know what the story was? Just a couple of guys without sleep?
I think it was a couple of guys fighting over one small patch of pavement to sleep on, is what I was told. I'd say a brawl maybe is an exaggeration, two or three people, but loud enough to wake everybody up.
All right, Sarah, having survived one night, are you ready to do this again, or is that it? Are you retiring?
I have to tell you, it's pretty inspiring. The message, whether or not you ascribe to the multiple messages, it is inspiring because the constant political and emotional and philosophical discourse never, ever stops down at Zuccotti Park throughout the night. It keeps you up, but it keeps you up and interested. And I would consider going again, but I definitely slept all day back in my own bed.
Sarah Maslin-Neer, reporting for the New York Times. Zuccotti Park, for those of you who come to town now, because it's a huge tourist attraction, Liberty, Trinity, and Broadway bracket Zuccotti Park. And it is welcoming, and right now, the reporting in the New York Times is that the mayor and Brookfield Management and the Lords of Manhattan have ruled that this encampment will continue indefinitely. So there's no authority threat to it. If you want to camp out, you can. I'm especially speaking to all of you teenagers who can sneak out tonight, and you will learn a great deal, but you'll have a heck of a story to tell in 40 years. I promise you. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Style.